Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro and let's get the show on the road. It's the Rad Reality Show. It's amazing Sunday night. And this is Ron Rad.
Tonight we talk Amazing Race. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Amazing Race fans. It's November 22nd, 2015. It's almost Turkey Day. This is the Rad Reality Show Network. I'm Cherry Garcia, and I thank you for being here for the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show with our host, Louis Stravato, from Season 16 of the Amazing Race. Louis is here each and every Sunday night to recap the episode that just aired on CBS two nights before on Friday night, and we have learned so much from him about the race and just what goes on the Amazing Race behind the scenes. He shared so much with us about what he's done on the race because he's been there. And it's just a lot of fun as a fan to find out all these little tidbits that he's taught us. So if you have questions or if you just want to share something, an opinion or something that you noticed about the race, call in at 1-347-237-5506. Chat with Louis. He'd love to hear from you. Once you're on our switchboard, we do ask that you please press the number 1 key. That lets us know that you're ready to join us on air. Myself and Paul from Minnesota will be your co-host. So we're going to say a quick hi to Paul up in Minnesota and then bring up our host and get this show on the road. Paul, how are you?
Not that good. My Vikings are playing the Green Bay Packers. We're down 2 touchdowns. We were on a drive, and our star running back just fumbled it over to Green Bay on the 20-yard line. So I'm a little frustrated with that. Otherwise, feels like old man winter's finally arrived. What was the weather like down in St. Louis? I heard Chicago got a lot of snow.
Yeah, it hasn't hit you here yet, so I'm trying to keep it at bay. That's a bad four-letter word in my vocabulary. I don't
Which,
want to...
cold or snow or both?
Both. especially the S word. I just don't want that hitting here yet at all, actually. If I could keep it from here at all, I would definitely keep it at bay. But hasn't hit here yet. I heard that there was a few flurries in the air, so I just didn't even look outside the other morning. I didn't want to see it. So, but no, we did not get anything that Chicago got, and hopefully it stays away. So, it's a little chilly here. We've been down in the 30s, I think, at night, but we haven't gotten any precip to go along with it. So
that's good.
Yeah. So let's play his intro and get our host up here with us. Here we go.
Louis.
Yo, what's up? What's going on?
You can't be in a bad mood when you hear that intro.
It's the best, right? It makes you want to sing along.
It does.
I feel bad for you guys. I mean, we other than rain today, it hasn't really been that bad yet. We've had pretty decent weather for November. I think it's recorded as one of the warmest Novembers in Rhode Island history. It's up near there, at least. So I am not complaining, but this...
Uh-oh, did we lose Louis? I know he was driving.
Yeah, maybe that's... It certainly isn't because he muted himself. He was right in the middle of talking.
Come back to us, Louis.
That's...
Yeah, he dropped.
That's the cell phone age for you, I guess.
Yeah, he'll call back.
Oh, yeah. No, we...
He was on his way home.
We were showing... just like Louis, that we've had one of the warmest Novembers ever. It was like above average temperature for like up until a few days ago. And the latest 30 degree temperature, I think, on record. So I don't know if it's been unseasonably warm. I don't know if you watch your local weather areas.
Hear me now.
Welcome back, Louis.
What happened?
I don't know.
What was that about? Did you hear me say anything? I was like talking about the weather. Was that? Oh, no. You didn't hear me at all.
You were in the middle of it, and all of a sudden you just dropped off.
That was weird. Really weird. I don't know.
I don't know what happened.
I don't either. All right. Yeah, so no, our weather's been awesome here. I mean, for the most part, other than a rainy day today. I mean, but for the most part, it's been absolutely beautiful. And they've pretty much recorded at the one of the warmest Novembers in Rhode Island history so far. So it's up there. And so I'm not complaining, but like I was saying until I got cut off, last year was nice, kind of like this, up until even into December, when all of a sudden we started getting those rotten snowstorms. I do not want that again. I hated that.
Oh,
that sucked so bad. but
we're supposed to be in an El Nino. I don't know what that means for you on the coast, but they said that for us here in the central states, we're supposed to have warmer temperatures and less precip. So I'm hoping that holds true.
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Look, I am fine with this weather all winter long. I am also fine with a little some cold weather, but the snow can stay. I don't want it. I don't need it. I hate it. I can't stand it. I am so done with snow after last year, shoveling roofs off because you had to shovel the snow off the roof. I mean, I never did that. It was the first time in my 52 years on this earth that I had to shovel snow off a roof, you know. I'm sure there's other states, you know, that you have to do it. But anyways, it is what it is.
You guys got hit really hard last year.
Oh, we got ridiculous, ridiculous. Yep. It's funny, my buddy Jesse, who is a very good friend of mine, and also the owner of the gym I train at and teach at, says he's always joking, like, even when I do my exhibition boxing matches and stuff, he's like, nobody does more for charity than Louis Stravato. and I'm kind of proud of that. I'm kind of proud of that because, I mean, it's like, I mean, I did, this Friday night, I went to a comedy charity for I can't remember the name of it, but it was for babies. And what it is, they're putting, my cousin's actually involved in it. They're actually putting cameras in nurseries in the hospitals for when a baby's born and for a parent who can't take that baby home that day, like because it's in an incubator or whatever, for whatever reason, there's actually cameras
right,
put on the baby and they're able to go home and go onto the internet and with a code or whatever and watch their baby from the internet and, you know, and watch the care it's given by the doctors and watch it move and whatever, you know, while it's in
oh
the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yes.
That
and
has
that's
to
going,
be so special for those parents because
yes.
The hardest thing ever is to have to leave that baby in the hospital and you go home.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Very true. Very true.
Oh,
and then
my
last
gosh.
Last night I went to a comedy charity event again that I'm involved with, and that you all know I'm involved with, is the Children's Wishes. And they raised over $5,000, and it was a lot of fun, and they had some really good comedians there, and so,
bless you,
I love doing those things. And then in 2 weeks, I'm going to be in New Hampshire. So
yep, doing Toys for Tots.
And I raised, after GoFundMe took, you know, their amount out, I got about $1,200 I'm bringing to them. So, I mean, that's $700 more than they wanted me to put together. I mean, they said, can you, try to raise at least $500, and I raised $1,200. So I'm very proud of that. You know? So I challenge any of the other reality people who are going to Toys for Tots in December to try to beat me. You know,
match them.
I would love.
Yeah.
Yeah, match me, beat me, do it, go for it. I would love that, you know. So.
I love you.
I would be fine with that. You know what I mean? I'd be fine. That would not.
You wouldn't be offended
much,
if they beat you, huh?
Absolutely not, because it's going to an amazing cause. So.
That's right.
So last Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday night. Like around 10 o'clock, Phil was supposed to live stream. Phil Kogan, the host of The Amazing Race, was supposed to live stream from, they were in Mexico, correct? I didn't write that down. I believe they were in Mexico. Right? Yes? No? Hello?
Pardon me?
Did they live stream? Did he live stream from Mexico for season 28?
Think so. I think that's the first time he's ever done that.
No, but was it from Mexico is what I'm saying. I think they were in Mexico, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. So he live streamed from Mexico, and it was supposed to start like 10 o'clock or something like that. Next thing you know, it was 10:30. Next thing you know, it didn't end up going off till about, what, like 11:30, quarter of 12, when the team started getting into that area of Mexico, opening up their first clue. So we kind of got to look at some of the new teams for next year.
Who are all from either the internet, from YouTube, or...
Right, like some are from Instagram,
somehow,
like famous,
yeah.
Like some of them like really famous on Instagram. So I think the girls, yeah, like you said, you do the YouTube. It's all like social media type people. So it's
right.
Kind of cool.
Big social media, amazing race this coming season.
Correct. Yeah. So it's gonna be pretty cool. That's gonna be fun. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool the way they did it. It was funny. Because the I got an iPad, right? My iPad didn't connect to it. It didn't do the live feed, but the live feed went off on my Android Samsung phone. So I didn't get it. I don't understand. So it was weird, you know. But it's all good. I got to watch it. I clicked in just in time, you know, and got to see it. So it was fun. And it was kind of cool. It was funny because Phil looked a little disheveled, and, you know, because, you know, it's a live feed. It's the first time they're doing something like that. I mean, I'm sure he wanted it to go off, you know, without a hitch. And you know, things happen. You know, it's live. You know, it is what it is.
Best laid plans.
So, exactly. You know. I mean, he's awesome. Phil is just a great guy, you know. He's such a cool, down-to-earth guy. And I love him. He's a great guy. He's always good to me and Mike. And actually, one of our listeners had hit me up on Twitter and asked if, let me see. Let me get to it and read it to you. All right. So Moxie, he's at Composer M. So give at Composer M a follow. It's at @ComposerM. He asked if I still stay in touch with Mike, who I did the Amazing Race with, and I said yes, I do. And as a matter of fact, I just spoke to him today. And but he's in Florida right now. He's doing an investigation, and he does private PI stuff on the side, like I do. And so he is. I'm going to try to get him on next week because he asked if I can have him on. I said, would you like me to have him on next week? Would you like that? And he said yes. So I'm going to try to get Mike on next week with us. How about that?
That would be great.
What do
you know,
think of that? Because everybody, you know, nobody's heard from him in a while. And it just, you know, it's Mike, because Mike's busy in his own respect, you know. So I'm excited about it, you know, because Mike's my good friend. I love him to death. I would love to do the Amazing Race with him, too. So, I mean,
I had other things to ask about you and Mike. And
yeah.
If he might be on the show sometime.
I don't see why he won't. I mean, as long as he's not busy. So I will get on that. I will be right on top of that.
I'm looking at all the teams for season 28, and it looks like they're all either Instagram, YouTube, or Vine.
Or Vine? What is Vine?
Vines are those little 10-second clips that are on Twitter or Facebook. They're just like 10-second little motion clips, like 10-second little videos.
Yeah. All right. I just learned something. I know. I love You know, some of those vines are pretty funny, those little clips. I started writing down the names, Sherry, and I think, I don't know if you have them all in front of you, but like I have Tyler and Corey, they're best friends. I have Bernie and Ashley, they're dating. I have Aaron and Jocelyn, best friends. I have Sherry and Cole, mother and son. I got Zach and Rachel, newlyweds. But you know, they introduced me as Zach and Rachel King, newlyweds. I didn't.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Anyway, okay. And I got Dana and Matt, they're dating. And we got Jessica and Brittany, they're best friends. And that's where I stopped writing, and I was trying to find it on the internet. But and then you got Marty and Hogan. What are they? Do you have any?
Let's see. I'll find them and I'll let you know just in a moment.
I'm trying to find it, and I feel so embarrassed that I don't have it. Here we go. All right. Marty and Hogan or Hagen? Hagen, a mother and daughter. All right, and then there's Kurt and Brody, they're pro frisbee players. And then we got Cameron and Darius, they're brothers. And we got Scott and Blair, a father and daughter team. So it's fine. You got a few mother and daughter, a father and daughter, a mother and son, a mother and daughter, a father and daughter. That's more than usual. That's kind of unusual. There's really nobody married.
And a few best friends.
A few best friends, yeah. So
now there is one couple that's married.
Oh, that's right, the newlyweds, right? I mean,
yeah, and then there's a dating couple, Dana and Matt, that are dating.
It seems like it's going to be a good season. It's going to, you know, it's funny how they're putting it out there already, you know. I think it's almost like they're sticking it to the people who do the spoilers, you know.
That, correct.
Like, it's almost like, ha-ha, you know, you can't spoil us. Yeah, we're in Mexico. It was like 99 Google, whatever, right? So, right? And so I was like, good, I love it. I love it because I hate those damn spoilers. They're so stupid. I didn't even know there were spoilers until I went on Amazing Race, and I think it was Jordan Pius was like, hey, look this, you know, look at or Dan, one or the other. We were able to use a computer, and we were looking it up. I saw pictures of myself in LAX airport, you know, that people took. You know, it was crazy. I was looking like, oh my God, these people are nuts. These people are crazy.
And so oftentimes they spread rumors that aren't true.
Yeah.
And it really gets people, you know, believing the wrong things.
Yeah.
Today, I saw one that I'm just having a hard time believing. And it looked like it was put out by People Magazine. But
okay.
I just have a hard time believing it.
What is it? What's it about?
It said, already, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton expecting a baby.
Oh, my God. I saw that. That's so ridiculous.
And I'm like, I don't buy that for one second. I just don't. And you saw it too then, right?
Yeah, I did. I saw it. Yeah, I was in line at CBS, and I looked at the cover, and I just laughed because I was like, it's almost like People Magazine's becoming like the Enquirer, like, or something. You know, like,
I know.
Or Spa Magazine. You know, come on. Are you serious? But.
I need more proof than that. I just don't buy it.
I don't. I don't buy it either. I mean, but you know, if they are, they are. Who cares? I mean, I don't care. I really guess, like, you know, I really don't. I always like complimented how Gwen and her husband, which is her ex-husband, like the lead singer of Bush. I was like, wow, they stayed married this long, and all of a sudden, boom, done. You know, I really didn't think Blake and his wife would be gone either, because they seemed like a strong couple, but shit happens. Is what it is.
I know.
You know, is what it is.
But the ones you think might be the strongest, it seems like, you know, poof.
Yeah. Go on. But I'll tell you what, this episode of The Amazing Race was very good. I got to give it up to Justin, man, and get telling us, you know. And it was more physical than usual. It was, I mean, and India is so congested with people, and it just doesn't really seem like a clean place, and, you know, and I don't know. So, I mean, they're still there again next week. Oops, sorry about that. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, this episode was pretty interesting, I think, myself. It was a lot of fun. So what did you think of it, Sherry?
My husband and I laughed so hard when Justin and Diana were in the tuk-tuk, because Diana had this scared-as-hell look on her face, and Justin was laughing hysterically and enjoying it, like, with everything in him. And it was such a contrast to the looks on their faces. She was scared to death, and he was, like, in pure bliss.
You know? Yeah. He's so funny.
Just
he cracks,
such
he
a contrast.
Me up.
I know.
He just cracks me the hell up. I mean, I won't give up the ending yet. I mean, though most people have already watched it that are listening, but so one of my top three is no longer in my top three. So who I thought would be in the top three. But it's not shocking the way it went down. And we'll talk about it as we go through this episode. People really get upset about things, and it's just like, look, bottom line is, it's a game for $1 million, okay? It's a $1 million game, all right, that can change your life, all right, if you win. And if you got to YouTube somebody, you got to YouTube it. But if you're in a position where you don't have to, then you don't. Period. You know, I don't regret with Mike you turning Joe and Heidi back when we did. It's for the game. It's for $1 million. Period. You know, and just like, you know, yeah, you make friends, we did, and I've made some very close, dear friends from my season, and I'm proud to say that. But most understood that it is a game, like, you know, I'm saying over and over again, but it's a game for $1 million, period. Just like Big Brother, just like Survivor. I mean, you make ties, you know, you piss people off, but it is what it is. Each game is for a large sum of money that could potentially change your life and, you know, your world around, you know? You know, I mean, you can do things tactfully, you know, you don't have to be rude about doing, you know, moving people, you know, U-turning people, or whatever, you know, whatever it takes. But, and the other thing is the speed bump. We'll talk about it when we get to it. I mean, wow, that's all I can say, you know. So, all right, we're going to give a little spoiler alert out there. My spoiler alert is because I'm going to start talking about leg 9 of The Amazing Race season 27, which was this past Sunday night. I mean, Friday night, sorry. And it was titled, It's Always the Quiet Ones. So they're going to travel from Europe to Asia and then to New Delhi, India. And let me just back up a second here before I continue on. I was Oh, no, let me move on. Let Louis move on here. So,
you want your spoiler alert?
So you got your, yeah, put that up there. Get it up there. Warning.
They've been warned.
The beginning of that just sounds like, and now I'm going to really, really age myself here, but Lost in Space. Warning, Will Robinson. Warning. All the young people are going, what the F is he talking about? So, anyway. So, they get... I love your laugh. So, they go to... once they get to New Delhi, India, they take a taxi to New Delhi Railroad Station, and they catch a train to Agra, and then to the Taj Mahal.
Before they get on the train, though, was the first drama that we saw a peek of last week in the previews, and that was I don't know how Krista and Tiffany were able to escape that, but they did.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't even know. It's creative, but they did. They had to make their way to the banks of the Yama Naru, where they'll find their next clue. And there was a warning, there's a U-turn ahead. So there appeared to be separate flights. They didn't really get into the flight thing about it, all right? But all the teams make their way to New Delhi, India, pretty much around the same time. Is how it appeared, right? Chris and Logan start some crap, but mainly Logan, telling Justin and Diana that Tiffany and Kristen U-turned them, and then the first time around, and they denied it. People are respecting their playing game, the way they're playing the game. So it was like a 3,500 mile trip to Agra, and they had to move along. Anyways, I don't know. I don't know. I remember seeing that with the cows. Somebody said move. Okay. Mm-hmm. I am out of control tonight. All right. So once they got there and they found the clue box, there was a roadblock, and it was coming out in the wash. So who's ready for a laundry day, all right? And so it was like size of 6 football fields, this laundry place, the largest outdoor laundry on the bank of the Yamuna River. So they had to take like a bicycle load with dirty laundry and wheel it to the mock wash dump, where Adabi will teach them how to wash the laundry Indian style, and once they lay it out properly to dry it, and they will be awarded their next clue. So that was a physical type activity. It was they getting this laundry, folding it, knotting it, then washing it, then from washing it, then taking it and laying it all out. So this is where Josh and Tiana find out that their speed bump was that they both had to do this. In my eyes, what I've remembered about speed bumps, this appears to be one of the hottest ones I've ever seen. Like, as far
I
as
agree.
Doing a speed bump, I'm like, wow, they did not make that speed bump easy, and no frame whatsoever. That was like, I don't know the time period of them actually doing that particular roadblock, but it was interesting, So
yeah, Louie,
I
was thinking yep. about you when I saw that, because you have mentioned for weeks that the challenges, the tasks have been pretty pretty weak. Well, for years, whenever somebody had a speed bump, I kept saying, this is so easy. I mean, speed bumps used to be more difficult, and year after year after year, and then this one, it was just like over the top, too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. I 100% agree, because it totally put them way the hell behind. There was no catching up, really, after that. I mean, they made it appear that there was. But
I don't think I've ever seen them have to do a task a second time they've always given them like a separate, you know, thing to do. It's never been you just have to do the same thing that your partner had to do in the challenge.
I don't know.
I've never seen that before.
I've never did either. I've never seen it like that before. Our fellow racer and expert, Justin, he studied The Amazing Race up and down, so he may remember something, but I don't remember anything. I really don't, and I've been watching it from the beginning myself. I mean, I thought Marina Moitz was so simple, you know, just taking, you had to get one coin into this hole for a wish, to make a wish, and, you know, I got it first, and Mike got it, I mean, and we were done, you know. How simple is that, you know?
Yeah,
that's
almost
so. Anyway, so finishing the roadblock, Krista finished the roadblock first, then Denise did it second, Chris finished it third, Josh finished it fourth, but then Tana had to do it. Joey finished it fifth, Diana finished it sixth, and so that was that. So then, like I said, then Tana had to do it too. So then they got the next one. There was a route info, and then make your way to the Hunan Temple in the Jewelry Bazaar to receive a blessing for your next clue. So once they got there, they found this location. They got their blessing, and the next clue was a detour. So it was either cans or candy. So cans is when it comes out, when it comes to recycling, nothing goes to waste in India. Teams must load a cargo bike with 120 oil cans, then deliver them to the new Taj Oil Company for the next clue. And then for candy, they had to cut white pumpkin into a candy called Peta. And once they cut approximately 90 pounds of the pumpkin, they had to deliver it to two finished batches of the Peta to a candy store for the next clue.
Which
so,
one would you have taken, Louie?
I probably did the cans. I would have did the cans. I believe Mike and I would have done the cans. I don't think we would have did the candy. But, I mean, they both looked about, you know, I don't know. They both had their challenges, you know. Moving those cans through those city streets. Oh, damn, my God, that looked insane, you know.
And, of course, a parade just happened to show up.
Yeah,
like,
no kidding, right? A parade out of – how random was that?
I know.
Random. That was so freaking random. It was crazy.
I know.
It was so cool. It was like, all right, there's a parade. Why is there a parade? It was like, you know.
I know.
So here's the thing. Kelsey and Joey are, like, at the top of the pack, and they're banging things out. They do the cans. Logan and Chris do the candy. Justin and Diana do the cans. Tiffany and Krista do the candy. Denise and James Earl do the candy. And Josh and Tana do the candy. You're thinking, I don't know about you, but I was thinking, I'm like, right, Kelsey and Joey might actually win a leg of the race, right? And like Justin and Diana, I'm in, boom. they finished the can first, and they're like, and they're right at the top again. They're awesome. I don't know what else to say about them. I swear to God, it's like, I love that, you know, they've won six. I'm getting a little ahead of us, so let me back that up. I won't say that yet, but they're pretty amazing, man.
Yeah, but at one point they came in last in the Tuk Tuks. Their Tuk Tuks.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's a crazy thing. It's like I don't know. I just like they're awesome. They're awesome. They work so good as a team, like she said at the end. I was like, it is what it is. So once they finished the can of the candy and said, make your way to the Big Liga. I am hacking the hell out of this one. Chwara Roundabout. Right? That's how I got it. Big Liga Chwara Roundabout. So when they got there was the U-turn. And Justin and Diana decided not to U-turn anybody. And they read the clue, and it was search the grounds in the Moonlight Garden in the Agra for the pit stop. Kelsey and Joey get there, and they U-turned Josh and Tanner. Now, look. Yeah, they're ahead of the pack. They really did not have to U-turn them at this point. They really didn't.
Why didn't they U-turn the paparazzi?
I don't know. But they, you know, Josh and Tanner are a strong team. They were a very strong team, you know. Believe me, they were my top three pick, you know. But the bottom line is, and I said this at the beginning of the show, okay, that it's a game for $1 million, you know. It's sad to see them go. Josh and Tanner were awesome. If and when there's ever another favorites or whatever you want to call them, or second chances, I really believe Josh and Tanner will be on again. You know, I truly believe that. And believe this, that if Josh and Justin and Diana did not win the Amazing Race, they will 100% be back on again. But, so that's, you know, everybody, you know, it's how you finished each obstacle in this one. It wasn't, you know, it really wasn't like nobody could do anything. Everybody was able to do every obstacle there was, you know, the candy or the cans. And sure enough, Justin and Diana came in number one again. They found Phil in the corner of that Moonlight Garden in the Agra, and they got their win number six. They have two more to go to tie for the most wins, and obviously three to beat it. And Justin is full steam ahead, wanting this record. So I think if any team can do it, they can, for sure. But they have targets on them. They have targets. Everybody knows they're a strong team, and everybody wants to beat them. So. I hope that doesn't hinder other teams playing, because it can. You know, I think you should just worry about your game and do your best instead of trying to beat the other team. Just do what you can do. That's when Mike and I played better, when we weren't chasing other people. We were just doing our game. So Justin and Diana won a trip from Travelocity, a trip for two to Honolulu, Hawaii. That is absolutely beautiful. That is a freaking awesome, awesome vacation.
And you heard what he said. They said that.
Yeah, the honeymoon. Right? Yeah. I'll tell you what, they got a lot of trips they won. They're going to be going a lot of places.
I know.
So came in second, Kelsey and Joey. Third came in Logan and Chris. Fourth, Tiffany and Krista, and they were not happy about Kelsey and Joey U-turning Tanner and Josh at all. They were actually very upset about it. So that could put a target on Kelsey and Joey's back as well with other teams. You know, Denise and James Earl came in fifth. They got lost for a little while, as it appeared. And I don't know how close they actually were to Deanna and Josh. Sometimes editing makes it look a little more closer than it actually was. But they did get lost. So, but they got back on track and got to where they were supposed to be and came in fifth. And then Tanner and Josh came in sixth, and they were eliminated. It was at the end of it. They had a good run. They did very well, you know. But sad to see them go. And in reality, I mean, Justin and Diane is, I think, next to Kelsey and Joey, they were their biggest rivals as far as competitors. So, and that was this week's episode of The Amazing Race. It was good. It was fun. It was fun, Justin. If you're listening, you hit that right on the head. But you're still in that. You're still in India next week. So curious to see what happens next week. Should be a lot of fun.
I have a question for you.
You do? You have a question for me?
I do.
Come on.
I do.
What is it, baby? What is it?
How often do they put U-turns in one season of The Amazing Race? So how many times more might there be episodes where there will be U-turns where Justin and Diana could be at risk?
I only recall a couple of times, so I don't think there's any more. I don't believe there's going to be any more U-turns. So,
awesome.
yeah, no. But they could do it. Who's saying they can't do it, you know?
They're always changing it up, so we never know. But
yeah, exactly, yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think it'll be interesting. It's been a good season so far. A really good season. Strong, strong players this year. So,
if you guys remember last week's episode, because I really was surprised at the start of this episode that Justin and Diana had almost a 3-hour head start. I mean, they came in almost 3 hours sooner than the second place team, and I just don't remember last week feeling like they had that big of a lead. Did you notice those times at the beginning?
I did not, but that does happen, though. That so happens. It's how you finish your leg of the race and it's what time you start the next day. So if there was a 3-hour space, there's a 3-hour space. I know when Mike and I were in France, we crushed the other teams and with time and it gave us that extra bump. But then again, we also, near the end, we're in China, when we were way behind, we were almost a 5-hour difference or something like that, if I remember correctly, to the other teams. It's how you finish the leg of the race for the most part. The other thing is, though, how you finish. But the now I'm getting a freaking block in my head here. You could finish really, really good, right? But then again, like going to India, you know, big deal. Justin and Diana get there first, but that part of it, everybody's going together pretty much, you know. That happens, and that happens a lot on the major race. We know that already.
Louis, Rich had a question.
Yes, Rich.
He wanted to know if there's ever been a time previously on the race where you were able to U-turn somebody, but you didn't have to reveal which team doing the U-turning. Like, you didn't have to put your team's picture up there saying you were the team that was U-turning the other team.
Right, yes. There wasn't time. I've seen that happen. We'd have done that.
Didn't they?
Nobody knew who did the U-turn.
Didn't they call that a blind U-turn?
Yes. You're correct.
Blind U-turn.
Thank you, Paul. It's happened in the past. So I mean, but we haven't seen it in a while. And I think they don't really do the blind U-turn because they'd rather. Drama. You know?
It causes a lot more drama to him.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, for those of you who, I'm getting off the subject for one second. For those of you who are a Cowboy fan like myself, Cowboys won today. Tony Romo is back, and I'm very excited. It was a good win. I mean, it wasn't a pretty win. But hashtag Romo is back, and so I'm excited about that. So next week we got Thanksgiving. We have the Panthers, though, Paul. So that's not too much fun, but we could beat them. Anyways, back on the Amazing Race. I'm excited. Now let's. All right. I guess I got to do a new top three pick, right?
I'm gonna play something while you're thinking about your top three pick. And when we come back from this, Louis is gonna reveal his new top three pick.
What we're gonna do right now is we're gonna take a break. We're gonna hear from our friendly rodents. Here we go.
State motto is live free or die. The total badass is there.
Relax, squirrel. It's for the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event.
I'm sorry, HR, but you don't exactly strike me as the charitable type.
Anyway, you'll like it, New Hampshire squirrel. There's plenty of nuts there.
Ooh, I wonder what nuts from New Hampshire taste like.
Jordan, I think he was referring to Big Brother fans. Maybe I should just leave you two at home.
No, HR, I wouldn't miss the opportunity to see you making a spectacle of yourself.
Fine. Join us, the Big Brother House Rodents, for the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You'll be helping out a great cause while meeting some of your favorite house guests.
And you'll also get to see a grown rat drooling on himself.
You know, squirrel, you look better with a chalk outline.
I miss those guys. I haven't heard from them in such a long time. Are they still doing those things? Are they still like
Amazing Race?
Do they? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're awesome.
We
they
have
are
a
so
call
freaking
for you.
Funny. You do? All right. Go ahead.
We do. We have.
Hello?
Mo, thank you so much for calling in. Mo, how are you? You're on with Luis Toronto.
I'm doing fine. How is everybody?
Hello, Mo.
Wonderful.
How are you, my brother? How you doing?
I am doing well. I think the last time I talked to you guys, I just had knee surgery, and I'm up and around and walking. So
God bless. That's awesome. Crazy to get my sister had knee surgery about a couple of months ago, and like it was crazy how fast they get you up walking, doing stuff, and it's like nuts. So good luck.
Oh yeah, I'm back to walking about 5 miles a day now, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Awesome. That's not a simple operation. So. What is your question?
Well, after watching the live stream last week from Mexico, I believe it was, something I've never really thought about it, being a big fan of The Amazing Race, I want to know if you could probably explain the whole crew thing.
Oh,
because
okay.
The teams, they could not leave their crews, and I never even thought about that, of how many people are on the crew, pre-team.
Okay. I have talked about this in the past. That's okay. What it is each team has their own camera guy and their own sound guy, all right? So when you're getting on a train, you're getting on a plane, you're getting on a boat, you have to buy – you'll see them ordering, saying two tickets, I need two tickets for this or whatever. But it's, and then you say in another breath, I actually need four tickets, which they edit and cut out. So So whenever you're on a plane, you're not getting just 2 tickets, you're getting 4 tickets. Whenever you're on a boat, same thing, train, whatever, anything, whatever mode of transportation. And as you see, you know, some people go, well, how come you're always sitting in the back seat and look like crunched in together? That's because to your right or your left, no, to your right, because you're usually sitting behind the driver. To your right is the sound guy. He's off, like, sitting in that corner of that cab with you. And then in the front seat, is the camera guy. The camera guy is recording you and filming you from the front seat. So, I mean, I've seen
That reminds me of the last episode. I was thinking about the same thing. I was thinking, how did they fit the crew in those tuk-tuks?
Oh, well, not obviously they didn't put them in there. They must have been on another tuk-tuk or something going along and filming off of that. So
riding alongside them,
riding alongside them, exactly. So,
right.
So they must have had to order 2 of them when they were getting one. They had to have another one that's with them as they were doing it. I mean, but you'll notice at times, for example, when we did the zip line, we had a camera on us, you know, and then there was a camera guy down below in that top, you know.
They probably mounted a camera in the tuk-tuk next to the driver.
That's possible, yeah, yes, yep.
Okay.
Or like I said, just a camera guy sitting off and another tuk-tuk on the side of them, that's all. You know?
No, the camera angle was
right at it.
Because I kept looking at
all right.
The left side, as we were watching the camera, had a cage to it,
yeah.
And the right side was open. And some of these team members that were sitting on that open side, I kept thinking to myself, pull your damn arms in. You're going to get – I'm surprised nobody got seriously hurt. It's just – crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But, Mo, I mean, does that answer your question, Mo?
Yeah, definitely. And I remember while watching the live feed, I saw you. I think his name was Barry, was the sound guy. And it looked like you gave a shout-out to him on Facebook.
Yes,
when they
I did. Yeah. because I remembered him. He was a cool guy. I mean, he's still there. Well, you know, it's amazing. Like, these guys are still doing the show. You know, what a job that is, you know. But I mean, not for nothing, Phil has his own crew, period, you know, of camera guys. And you have your own camera guy and your own sound guy with you the whole time. But at the pit stop, there is another camera guy, sound guy, whatever, for that area as well, you know. So, like, when we're running in to the pit, whatever pit stop it is, you don't necessarily have your camera and sound guy on you, you know, because you already got somebody there for that. So it's obviously all well put together, you know. Before we come to an end here, my top three, well, then we'll ask Mo and we'll ask Terry what they think, and Paul, sorry, Paul. But Justin and Diana are definitely in the top three, if not number one, all right? Kelty and Joey, I will believe, will be in the top three. And not only is my, you know, it's going to be tough. I want, you know what? I want to see Tiffany and Kristen in the top three out of those last 2 teams. I mean, let me back that up. I almost forgot this. Denise, happy birthday, honey. Scorpio strong, baby. She just had a birthday the other day. So, Denise, happy birthday if you're listening. No disrespect to you guys. I mean, because if it's not Tiffany and Krista, I would love to see Denise and James Earl as the top three team. But those are my top three. I know I'm going out there with Tiffany and Krista, but, you know, they're fun. They're a lot of fun, and they've worked really, really hard. People have wrote them off right from the beginning, and they just hung in there and played a hard game. So, Mo, who are you picking? Or do you like
actually, those
three?
Are the exact same three teams I would have picked for top three, including the cheerleaders.
Nice. And you, Cherry?
I think mine are basically the same. I definitely want Justin and Diana to win. Love the cheerleaders. If Justin and Diana don't win, I'd like to see the cheerleaders come in next.
Yeah.
I love them. I think they've, you know, like you said, they've overcome so much. You know, they're such tiny little girls, and they've not let anything stop them or slow them down.
No.
They're so determined and such athletes, and I just adore them. They, you know, great personalities.
I
love them.
What about you, Paul?
I didn't hear them all. You're all top three because
you're watching the game.
No, I had to. No. My
what?
Mother always calls me Sundays, and she doesn't remember that I'm doing a show. So I took a quick call and told her I'd call her back.
All right.
Justin and Diana for sure. I would like in the finals, and I can't think of three, but Krista and Tiffany, and everything Cherry said, I agree with them. And is it not pretty rare for an all female team to get into the finals? That's another reason I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, well, it hasn't happened in a while. I think the last time it was the Asian doctors, back a while ago, right?
Yes.
Right.
It's been a long time. The reason I'm not even talking about Logan and Chris is I'm not a fan. I'm sorry, but, and no disrespect to you guys, but, I mean, I don't like the way Logan's treating, I mean, the way Chris is treating Logan, you know,
I agree.
He's very disrespectful to her in the way he talks to her, you know. So I'm not brought up that way. I don't treat women that way. It bothers me. So so that's why. That's my reason. And it's my view, and you don't like it, goodbye. But anyway, but hey, Mo, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. You as well. And you and everybody else over there.
Thank you. You have a good one. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
God bless. So, all right. That was another episode of The Amazing Race, Season 27. And with my amazing co-hosts, Cherry and Paul, who I love to death, and the backbone of this show. And without them, I would be nothing. And I love you guys for that. Thank you so much. You rock. Happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners and our amazing racers of this season who are listening. God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving. I will, until next week, I'll see you. I'll enjoy your Thanksgiving. I love you guys.
Louis, we love and adore you too. I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Be careful. God bless. Okay. And, Thank you so
Carrie.
Much for all you do.
Thank you, honey.
We adore you.
I'm rooting for your team, bro. I hope they win.
No, they already lost.
Oh, they lost. I'm sorry, then. I didn't know.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's all right. I'll get over it.
Anyways, happy Thanksgiving to you all. God bless, and
Thank
I'll see you
too.
Next week.
Thank
love you,
Louis.
Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. And just a tidbit of information. It was Amy and Maya were the last female team, I believe, that made it.
Okay.
And Maya is actually from St. Louis.
She's the little itty-bitty girl.
Yes. They were food scientists.
That's right.
Actually, candy scientists. ice cream.
Oh, my God.
And
you know what just flashed into my mind with them was that massage thing that they had to go through.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Painful. Massage. I mean, I don't even relate that to a massage.
That's
like torture.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Those poor girls had to endure that. I don't know how they called it, massage.
Welts all over your body from the suction cups or whatever they were?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, it looks so painful. I don't know. They said it was bringing out the toxins.
Leave it in me.
It looks so horrible. And they were actually crying from the pain. The teams that selected that said it was very painful. So, I don't want that kind of massage.
Nope.
I think that was just last season, wasn't it?
Maybe two seasons. It doesn't seem like it was. Who won last? I don't remember.
Anyway, I want to remind everybody to join us tomorrow night for the Manic Monday show. Michelle will not be with us, but I believe we're going to have like a fan day. We're going to talk about what everybody's fixing for Thanksgiving dinner and what shows we're watching and all that kind of fun stuff. So join us on the Manic Monday show with Paul and I at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. We will not have a show on Thursday night. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving. So we will not have a Survivor recap show this week. We will be back next Sunday for the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop show with Louis Stravato. And he might have his partner Mike with him. So please join us for that at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central as well. I hope everybody has a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. If you're traveling, travel safely. I hope your families travel safely as well. We're going to call this a night and close it with Ron as we always do. Everybody, take care. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. Here's Ron to take us out. Paul, did you have anything to say before we go?
I am going to be having Thanksgiving dinner over at my parents' complex. I never know what word to use with it, but a senior living facility. But my sister, and this is kind of why I asked Justin last week, my sister and some of her friends, I think from she used to breed Tibetan Terriers, and she got invited to go to Iceland to see the Northern Lights, and that's where she's going to be on Thanksgiving. So that's kind of
wow.
I'm hoping that they appear, but even if they don't appear, it would still be awesome to go to Iceland. So that's a little bit Amazing Race related because of what Justin, you know, did on his YouTube, on his video for his proposal. But
what a great trip for your sister.
I hope it works out for her.
I hope so too. Well, keep us informed. Let us know how it goes.
Well, what are you? Are you have any plans? Are you going to cook?
I'll be doing some cooking. We're also going to go have Thanksgiving dinner with my mom at the assisted living facility where she's at.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yes, thank you.
And so it'll be nice to spend some time with her. And then we'll spend, Rich has 4 days off, so it'll be nice to have him home for 4 days and just eat leftovers and watch TV and spend some downtime.
Sounds get some inviting.
Rest. Yes. So everybody take care. enjoy your holidays however you might enjoy them. Just be safe and be kind to each other. Enjoy your families. Here's Ron to take us out for the night. God bless everybody.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
And you've listened to the Rad Reality Show. God bless you guys. Good night.
And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I'd like to say a few things that I'm thankful for. And a few of them are my family, my husband, my puppies, Paul for being here on every show with me. Jason, I thank you so much. So very much for all the hard work that you do for this show, for all the posters that you create, for all the tweeting you do, and just for always being there for me. You've been a godsend, Jason, and I am so thankful for you. I don't know what I'd do without you some days. So thank you so much, Jason, and I am so thankful for all our listeners, the people that join us in our chat room on a regular basis. I am so thankful for you for sticking with us and always being here. Thomas and Leah and all our regulars that come here, Phil, Chaitan Joe, all the regulars that come and see us, you know, always. I just love and adore you so much. I'm so thankful for our hosts who are here with us each and every week and who give to our fans and are here for the people that love and adore them, who follow them and call in because of them and are here because of them. I'm just thankful that we still have this show that Ron started and we do in his honor and as his legacy. So those are the things that I'm thankful for. Paul?
Thanks, Terry. Speaking of Chi-Town Joe, something you want to talk about coming up with him?
Yes, we are doing another Chi-Town Joe Christmas show on December 15th. And he's got it all planned out. It's going to be a wonderful night. Make sure you plan for that. Paul and Joe do most of the work, but it's a beautiful show. If you haven't been there before, please come to it. You won't be sorry. If you have been there, you know what to expect. It's a wonderful, wonderful evening. It is going to be December 15th. I will get the times out to everyone. Start putting promos out, but the date is December 15th, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful Christmas show put out. This is the fifth annual.
Huh?
Chi-Town Joe. Yeah, the fifth annual.
Not on the Rad Reality Show. He may have done it when he was doing a radio show, but his own radio show, but on Blog Talk, I can tell you we've done three of them. And I think if he said it was that many, he did do them a couple of seasons when he was doing. Remember that weekend show that he
used
to do.
We did two on his show.
Right, right.
And then three
okay.
on yeah.
So a total of five.
Right.
If we include, gotcha.
The two he did on his show, right.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, but he does a great Christmas show. He has Christmas music from way back when all the way up to current Christmas music that just came out recently, and he really puts it together well. Make sure you're here for that. It'll put you in the Christmas spirit. I guarantee it. So I think that's going to wrap up our show for tonight. Thank you so much, Paul, for everything. Are you ready to say goodnight?
Good night.
Good night. That's a wrap, everybody. Be kind out there. Happy Thanksgiving. Good night.